This is VOA News. Dear Remote, Oral Bowman, the Taliban have dismissed about 3,000 members accused of abusive practices from its hardline Islamist movement in a widespread vetting process launched since coming to power, an official said Saturday. The Taliban took back control of Afghanistan in August after a 20-year insurgency against former U.S.-backed governments and NATO foreign forces, promising a softer rule to their 1996-2001 regime. The Taliban government launched a commission to identify members who were flouting the movement's regulation. A defense ministry spokesman said those dismissed were involved in corruption, drugs, and intruding in people's private lives. Taliban fighters have been accused by rights groups of extrajudicial killings of former security force members, despite an order from the movement's supreme leader of an amnesty. Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly will visit Kyiv next week to reaffirm support for Ukrainian sovereignty and reinforce efforts to deter aggressive actions by Russia, Ottawa said on Saturday. Moscow has stationed more than 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine, and the United States said on Friday it feared Russia was preparing a pretext to invade if diplomacy failed to meet its objectives. The new U.S. envoy to the Horn of Africa, David Satterfield, and Assistant Secretary Molly Fee will visit Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Ethiopia next week, the State Department said, calling on Addis Ababa to help end conflict in the country. The statement said they will encourage government officials to seize the current opening for peace by ending the airstrikes and other hostilities and laying the foundation for an inclusive national dialogue. This is VOA News. Several high school students taking their university entrance exam in Tokyo were wounded on Saturday in an apparent knife attack, Japanese media said. Public broadcaster NHK said three people were conscious after being injured in the morning when another student attacked them with a bladed object as they gathered to take their entrance exam. Police in Sweden deployed patrols and helicopters to the Forsmark nuclear plant to hunt for a large drone seen flying over the site late on Friday, but were unable to catch the unmanned vehicle, they said on Saturday. The incident came a day after Sweden's military started patrolling the main town on the Baltic Sea island of Gotland, amid increased tensions between NATO and Russia and a recent deployment of Russian landing craft in the Baltic. Guatemala's president has presented an initiative to Congress to drastically increase jail terms for people smugglers, with sentences of up to 30 years for the worst offenders. For many, Guatemala has been a key transit country for the impoverished Central American migrants, including Guatemalans, who make the treacherous journey across Mexico to the United States in search of a better life. The Philippines has finalized a deal to acquire a shore-based anti-ship missile system from India for nearly $375 million to beef up its navy, the Southeast Asian nation's defense minister said. The Philippines is in the late stages of a five-year, $5.85 billion project to modernize its military's outdated hardware that includes warships from World War II and helicopters used by the United States in the Vietnam War. China reaffirmed its opposition to unilateral sanctions by the United States against Iran as the Chinese and Iranian foreign ministers announced the launch of a 25-year cooperation agreement aimed at strengthening economic and political ties. In a meeting in China, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also backed efforts to revive a 2015 nuclear deal between major powers and Iran. Singapore's leader said the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, should continue excluding Myanmar's junta from its meetings until it cooperates on an agreed plan. The Singaporean Prime Minister, in a video call, urged the regional group's new chair, Cambodia, to engage all sides in Myanmar's conflict, Singapore's foreign ministry said on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.